And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we'll be honest with you, we've got nothing this week.
Nothing. No.
Absolutely nothing.
Zilch.
This does happen once a year. It's called Thanksgiving. All Americans who normally get in touch with us on this show don't.
Yeah.
We should give thanks that they left. We've discussed this before. Thanksgiving should really be celebrated by the British Isles. In fact, Europe in general. The Pilgrim Fathers survived long enough in the US not to come home again, because otherwise we'd be stuck with the kind of wanky Bible belt they've got. But anyway, the good news is that this is, as promised, albeit a week late, the Punky Radio Oivember special, as suggested by someone or other, who I can't remember, but it was a great idea.
Mm.
So we have got 8 Oi bands for you, basically, and or street punk, you know what I mean. It's a bit harsher than it has been in the last few weeks. You're going to love it. Let's kick off Cocksparrow. Cocksparrow, Tony.
Nice.
And so many things from their most recent album, which I have in one of my greasy mitts. Hang on. Here we go. Here it is. Which is called Here We Stand. I say, they might have had one out since then. They had a couple of reissues out, didn't they? I think this is the last new material studio album. It's a brilliant album. We played loads of it. My favourite song, it's the very last track, Suicide Girls. Remember we played that a couple of times?
Yeah, yeah.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Cox Barrows' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cox Barrow.
No, MySpace.com/Cox Barrow Punk. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neil. This is the Guanabats underneath us right now. I've got a little note down here saying additional material.
Okay.
But I haven't got any. However, you have delved into your cyber pants and found out who suggested Oi Venba, haven't you?
Yep. So from about a month and a half ago, when Podcast Alley actually used to work.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. God, seems such long ago now. We had a comment from Dave Fitz who said, "Punk is great. I'm getting my vote in on the 1st of Rocktober. I can't wait for Oi Venba and Rockabilly December. I can't say I'm too excited for Jamuary, or as I like to call it, Preservuary." From Dave Fitz.
Dave Fitz, which is actually Mike, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Mike from Dave. Thank you very much, Mike. Your November dream has come true. I can't promise you your December wish, but I am looking forward to Preservinary. Which I think might be quite nice. If you hear some odd kind of like that, it's because I'm having my tea. Because what I thought was, or as posh people call it, having my dinner. Right, because this is quite aggressive music this week. It's all street punk and all in that. I thought I'd be as civilised and refined as possible. So what I'm doing is, I'm having this, but I'm also enjoying 4 miniature Purple Majesty baked potatoes. I've gone purple again, Tone.
Nice.
I'm checking out my Purple Majesty. And I'm enjoying them this week with a melted strong cheddar, some ham, spring onions, sun-dried tomatoes, Worcester sauce, chilli flakes, Herbe de Provence, and just a little bit of sea salt on there as well, just to try and keep it as refined as possible as we bang and crash our way through this week's music. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Now, also, I know I've mentioned this before, but I do like it very much. If you get the chance to go and have a look at my blog, which is Paulie B, PaulieBee.blogspot.com. I'm trying to do one or two a week, and it's always about where I've been at the weekend, what I've been doing, etc., etc. This week's one is really random. If you're from the US, it's particularly worth reading because it's all about a part of England that maybe people don't talk about very often. That it's the bit that hides behind Birmingham. You know, I think I've spoken about the mystery of Shropshire before, but it hides behind Birmingham, and it's got loads of places with really silly names. And I was driving all around it, and funny things happened. So if you want to find out a bit more about that, do that. I will tell you a little bit about what happened later on in the show, but in the meantime, that's the only thing I've got down for this bit. Have you got anything else down, Tony?
Got nothing down for this bit, no.
Not even your pants?
Well, they're always down.
Oh, I've just had a little bit of Purple Majesty go the wrong way.
Oh, yes, I saw them for the first time in the supermarket this week.
I hope you bought them.
I was at Mansfield in St. No, I didn't buy any.
Why not?
They just look wrong. They just look really wrong.
I suppose it did take about 28 years to get his dry some cabbage, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're lovely, Tony. It's a lovely velvety spud, and you can do anything with them. Well, I mean, you can't reoccupy France with them, but yeah. I mean, you can do a lot of different cookie things with them. You should get them. If you saw them, you've got to get them because otherwise they won't be there. And they're really, really good for you. That's right. This week it's punk and dietary advice. Right. Next up, we've got Distortion UK, Tony. Now, I'm not actually accusing Distortion UK of officially and all that being street punk, but they don't half rot. And this is part of Oi Venba, and the front cover alone of their album, Verbal Weapons, would suggest that they are street punk. They're certainly fucking punk. You're going to love them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Distortion UK's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DistortionUK?
No, MySpace.com/DistortionUK Punk.
Bollocks.
Poorly being the internet too, Tony Neil, bloody slums. Distortion UK, Tony, I think we can safely say that deserves to be on this week's show. Absolutely brilliant. Do check out the album. Go to the MySpace page. Look, MySpace has changed itself around again. It's on doing this beta thing where it's all different, and it makes it quite difficult for me to try and change our MySpace page. However, everyone's profiles are still there, and they're still the best ways to find out about the bands. So even though I'm getting pissed off with it, it's still the best way for you to check out all the bands on this week's show. So you might as well, that's what I'm saying. MySpace.com/DistortionUKPunk. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. Has Podcast Alley died?
Yep. Oh, well, it's still there. It's just no one's doing anything with it, it seems.
Right.
People are complaining. I think a few people are suggesting to move over to Podcast Pickle, which we've been on for a while.
But nothing's ever happened on there, has it?
No. This guy claims that it's buzzing over there, but I think it is.
Is it really? Is it buzzing on the pickle?
Sure, it is.
But they haven't got a voting thing, have they?
No. And I think you have to log in. They've got a review system, but reviews, we might as well have iTunes reviews.
Yeah, let's face it, we can't get people's reviews on iTunes. They're not going to go to Podcast Cunting Pickle, are they?
No.
Anyway, sorry about that for being quite so dismissive there. Thank you for the suggestion.
Sorry.
Now, what with it approaching Christmas? I was wondering if any of our listeners might be interested in finding out about maybe some interesting Christmas gifts that we could possibly offer them. That they may not have thought would be a great idea, Tony. Have you got any ideas?
They could pop along to our Cafe Press store, you know, the gift that keeps on giving.
It does.
Cafepress.com/punkyradio. You can buy all sorts of, all manner of things on there. T-shirts, hats, and a clock. We've got one of each of the main items on there. We're only allowed to have one of each, so have a look on there and see if anything takes your fancy. If you'd like a slightly different design on one of the items, drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com, and we shall see what we can do. I've got one waiting request which I've still got to sort out, but I will do. But just email me and I'll try and get a lot done at the same time. It's better to do two things.
I trusted you so much with that, Tony, that I took my plate out into the kitchen and came back in with a cup of tea. What are you saying on that?
Wow.
You see?
The trust is back.
I respect you so much, I'm prepared to ignore you while you're talking because I know that you'll finish the job these days. Good man.
Thank you very much. But all right. So I think you can now pay in pounds and dollars so even if they're in the UK, do check them out. Cafepress.com/punky.
I get paid in pounds, not in dollars. Bam, 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 bam.
And we don't make anything from it, so don't worry.
No, we've made but it's a good quality. It's good quality stuff, isn't it?
It's good. We've seen a few of the t-shirts around, haven't we?
And they are. The t-shirts are a decent material. They don't get fucked up after one wash and all that, you know. It's right pucker clobber.
Pucker.
It's right pucker clobber.
And we'll get the Yellow Friendship Bear up at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, but obviously neither of us have done anything about that.
Nah.
Because I want a Yellow Friendship Bear myself, so we really do need to organise. Just so people can say, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, Yellow Friendship Bear. And why did he call Yellow Friendship Bear? Leave your PE kit and you'll find out. One band, Tony, that would never leave their PE kit. But frankly, they'd probably been bunking off PE. A Riot Squad. Now, I do realise that if I'd put this through, I'd have picked a Septic Psycho track this week. Riot Squad aren't going anymore, but members of Riot Squad are. Like Luke, that Riot Squad's in the band The Nerds, who are recording soon, apparently going to send me something. And I'd listened to one of their things, not on Riot Squad, he's very catchy, a bit more of a laugh.
Very Riot Squad, yeah. Squad,
but you were a bit serious. and the Septic Psychos, we will play in a couple of weeks' time. I might play them on a Christmas special, what with Septic Psychos being so festive. Might have some more news about another Christmas special, actually. It's all getting quite exciting. This album is still available. It's called Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong, and it's It's kind of it's not a compilation album, is it? It's a proper album, but 8 of the tracks had already been brought out on an EP and were re-recorded with the new singer Chiz. Because the old singer was nuts. Had a glass eye. Right, so did you know that? Did you ever see him take his eye out?
No.
Right, it was right for Ronnie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Persecute of the Week, Control of the Strong, which is, of course, what I've just done. There are 19 tracks on it. My favourite track on this is track 3, Pressure. We've played that a couple of times. I don't think we've ever played this track before. Again, it's quite hard for me to find a track by Riot Squad that we haven't played. It's easy to find ones we have than we haven't, if you know what I mean, because we play them so often. Anyway, here we go. This dump muck about Not Wanted. Right, Squad Tony.
Nice.
Friends of yours, friends of mine, friends of the show. Friends of the Earth. I'm not sure the effect, I think that's with a small F. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Riot Squad on the Rainbow Warrior? The French might have thought twice about fucking torpedoing it then or whatever they did to it. They'd see Riot Squad on there. Get away from the whales or you'll be in real trouble. Oh, it's good. Oh, I'd have loved to have seen that. That's what should happen. They should just get a load of street punks on the Rainbow Warrior. Is it still there or is it sunk? Is there another Rainbow Warrior? I think there's still the boat. Do you know remotely what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, Greenpeace.
Yeah, but you know what happened?
No, did they sink it?
No, it was off New Zealand, wasn't it? And the Japanese whalers and various whalers and that were all, and the Rainbow Warrior went down in protest of them, and I'm sure it was a French boat that tried to sink it.
Probably.
Can't remember. Anyway, they were all playing up. Anyway, we'll find out. I'll tell you what would be a great idea, Tony, was if either of us had the brains to Google this sort of thing while we were talking. Because everyone listening does, because they're listening on a laptop or an iPod. They're just tappy tappy tap. No, nope, Paul's wrong again. Tappy tappy tap. Tony made a fool of himself. Tappy tappy tap. What a bunch of wankers. But anyway, have I said we're listening to The Planet Smashes Underneath Us?
No.
We are. You've done a great job with Ben this week. Oh,
thank you.
So last week, mate, seeing as I know that I'm trying not to give you too much to say in the first half in case you use up all your words for the second half.
I do have a limit.
And then you have no words. It's like, do you know what you're like, Tony? Please don't take offence by this, but the way my map... No, this isn't rude, actually. It's quite nice.
Okay.
It's more anti-me than anti-you. But my mouth, right, is like broadband internet. Yeah. Mm. You can click on the wrong thing and it can go off at a fucking tangent, right? Your mouth is like dial-up internet, right? You know you haven't got long. You know it's going to take a while, but it will get the job done. See, that's not bad, is it? That's really more about me being an arse than you.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Don't know. Yeah.
I meant it nicely, anyway. As an analogy, I keep crashing and I'm full of porn. And you're part of the building blocks of the world. Very useful in poor countries. Anyway, I want to tell you quickly about last week, right? Or
okay.
Last weekend, or particularly Sunday. Now, my friend Sarah runs a pub with her boyfriend Eamon in Biggleswade, and I did a gig there on Sunday, right? Now, there's a problem. Eamon doesn't make a big thing about him going out with Sarah in the pub, frankly, because Sarah's really rather fit. So Eamon knows that if everybody thinks that she's fair game, all the old men stay in there for an extra drink. It's a bit Machiavellian, but it seems to work. Like, there's a bloke in there that I don't know whether Sarah felt sorry for him or the reasons for it, but she agreed to be in a relationship with this bloke on Facebook, right?
Okay.
An imaginary relationship, a not real relationship in any way at all, other than, you know, looks good for the bloke if he says he's going out with her. That's the gist of it, right?
Okay.
Anyway, after a while, she has enough of not really going out with this bloke, pretending to, in a virtual styling. I know the Eamon was overpleased that one of these blokes in the pub going, is he Steve Sarah? Like that. So she finished with him on Facebook. This virtual, not real relationship, right? She finished with him, and she put as a reason, I'm sorry, we've got to finish it. You don't send me enough Farmville gifts. Right. He's having a joke. He gets the arsehole, starts sending him loads of Farmville gifts. So she won't finish with him. You can make it out like. So anyway, I see them on Sunday. I do my first show there, and it was a great show, really, really good fun. At the Rose Pub in Biggleswade, absolutely brilliant. A great pub, but and well done to Jeff Norcott and Craig Murray for both being excellent as well. Good lads for showing up, etc., etc. On the night, she said, will you do me a favour? I went, what? She went, will you go out with me? Right? And I went, what? Beg your pardon. You know, Eamon standing there. I've known him fucking 15 years. His girlfriend says to me, will you go out with me? And I go, well, not really. It's a bit awkward, isn't it? You know, Eamon, you know, is this normal? And she goes, no, on Facebook. I went, why? She went, oh, because it'll be really funny. Because I went to school with all the girls I know went to school with you, etc. So all the people that I know, she knows. But they don't know that we know each other, really. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she said, it'll be a laugh. And I went, fuck it. You know, I've been single on Facebook for a while now. All right. So anyway, the long and the short of it is, I'm now in a relationship with Sarah so that this other bloke stops sending a Farmville gift. And everyone else in the pub thinks she's taken. It's like, just...
It's
fantastic. Anyway, I'm really quite enjoying it. So far, it's the best relationship I've ever had. She hasn't given me any earache. We've been going out with each other for 3 days without an argument out. Yeah. I haven't had to go shopping.
Okay.
I haven't had to meet any of her relatives. I've stayed up as long as I like. I've done what I like. I get the feeling if I did sleep with someone else, she probably wouldn't mind.
True.
Pretty much perfect.
What about the ex-boyfriend?
Well, I'm hoping not to bump into him anytime soon.
Hmm.
Because he could virtually get really angry with me. No. Right, anyway, so that was me. I'll ask about you in a bit, because there's a big hole in the show after the next track, but I want to play.
Great.
Yeah, so getting ready for that. Because now I want to play you something by The Exploited, mate, on this Oivember special. I don't think any street punk show would be complete without The Exploited. And this is from their album, again, that was reissued a few years ago, Death Before Dishonour, which has got a fantastic... It's quite a political show, speak, you'll notice. Which has got an illustration on the front of the Grim Reaper being bought off by Margaret Thatcher. See, Death Before Dishonour. Very, very clever there. Can't help thinking it's happening again, Tony Moroney. Anyway, this is another great album, and it's also got the Jesus Is Dead EP and the War Now EP on it as well. And I did nearly play Jesus Is Dead, but I thought we might have played it before.
I can't remember.
I think we might have played Jesus Dead before. But if we haven't, I don't know whether there's any way to check all the way down. But if we haven't, let's earmark it for Easter.
Nice. Yeah, true.
And then we'll try and find one. We'll play it at the start of the show. And at the end of the show, we'll play one called Jesus Is Risen or Jesus Is a Sponge or something. Jesus is a really nice cake. I've baked a Jesus.
Cool.
Have you got any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
No, yeah, I said Jesus has risen. Yeah. Like bread and cake is not it. Hot cross buns. Maybe that's why they're hot cross buns. Because a bun, it's sort of, that would rise, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is that why they're there? Because they rise like Jesus did, only they don't take 3 days in a cave at Gasmark 4.
And then they put a big cross on top of it. I don't know.
What, sorry? Maybe.
And then they put a big cross on top of it.
I know, that's just... That's a bit of an insult, really, isn't it?
Piss me, isn't it?
Any road up. This is... From that album, as I said, the one that we were talking about ages ago before I got sidetracked by Jesus. What's Riot Squad's MySpace page, by the way, Tony?
MySpace.com/Riot Squad 1981.
No, it's not.
It's bollocks.
/Riot Squad 81.
Oh.
I thought it was Riot Squad 1981 as well, and MySpace couldn't find it. So I did Riot Squad 81, and there it was. Poorly being Internet 3, Tony Neil. What's the Exploited's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheExploited.
No, myspace.com/official/TheExploited. Poorly being at Internet 4, Tony Neil. This is adding to their fears. Tony, so between The Exploited and the next track, which will be from a band called Dog's Flesh, I imagine that you have probably been thinking, do you know what? There's so many skinheads in the world, but how can I send them flowers?
I was thinking that, yeah.
Have you managed to find anything out about whether you can maybe do it online?
Ah, no. I think you can, actually, because, as you know, Punk Radio is a paid affiliate of Interflora FTD.
It's a paedophiliac.
No?
Is that someone who really likes kids with
a blood
really
disorder?
Blood. Yeah. Is that the word of the week? You paedophiliac. We're not making it
doing these adverts, are we?
Not really, nah. Paedophiliac. You paedophiliac.
And to this end, we'd like to tell you about a rather different promotion.
Did this
no!
What did you say? Paedophiliac? Paedophiliac Bellend? What's happened there? Do it from the top, my friend. I'll be quiet.
Okay. Punky Radio. is a paid affiliate of Flow Up into Flora FTD, and to this end, we'd like to tell you about a rather different promotion that we're running for you. And sending flowers isn't a girly thing to do, it's a lovely thing to do. And thanks to Punky, you can now get 20% off your order when you visit any Interflora site in the world. And type in the code PUNKYRAD. That's
PUNKYRAD.
Their delivery network is set up in over 100... It's set up in over 150 countries, and they process over 25 million orders every year. It's not just bouquets either. You can also send chocolate, champagne, personalised gifts, and even food hampers. So get
you don't even have to send them to skinheads.
No, but they would like it. So get to your nearest Interflora site now and make someone's day.
There you go. Well done, Tone.
Thank you.
Send flowers to skinheads week. That's what we should make this week. Everyone has fucking Talk Like a Pirate Day and all that bollocks. I think we should have a Send Flowers to Skinheads week. Put them in touch with their feminine sides. Do you know what? The thing is, my skins are all right, as it goes. It's a misconception, isn't it, that if you're a skinhead, you're racist. I mean, it should be quite the opposite, really, because obviously skinhead music originated, and the skinhead look originated in Jamaica. And most skins aren't racist at all. They're working class heroes. They're up for the, you know, justice for the working man and all that, but it's not a working man of one particular colour, which means that you don't have to restrict yourself to buying them tulips. You can get them all sorts of things.
True.
And that's all I have to say on the matter, really.
Good.
Dog's flesh. Dog's flesh. dog's flesh.
Nice.
Doesn't matter how many times I say, I just like saying it. I think any band with a name that you that just really stands out, and you go, you know what you're going to get, at the risk of saying that you know what you're going to get on the tin, because they're dog's flesh, that you like dog's food, but you know what you're going to get, don't you? You're not going to show up and see dog's flesh and see blokes with butterfly nets or someone doing Smith's covers. Blokes, you're not going to see Coldplay, are you?
No.
You know what you're going to get with dog's flesh. You're going to see dog's flesh, and they don't muck about. Their album, Revival of Species, really goes for it. And as you just noticed from that track, Challenge and Protest, it's out on Unrepentant Records. What do I know is, Tony, what is dog's flesh is MySpace, babe?
MySpace.com/dog's flesh?
It is. Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet 4, get this album by dog's flesh. In fact, get all the albums of all the bands this week. If nothing else, and to just scare the living heebie-jeebies out of your relatives when they come around. Oh, what's this, Sonny? Dog's flesh.
Nice.
Listen to Chup Tups underneath us right now. Thanks, Tinker. Great job on the beds this week, Tony. Mate of mine called Robbie Bonham, stand-up comic, Irish, right? He's going to move to America.
All right. Why?
Well, because he lives in Ireland.
It's fucked up. Oh, right, fair enough.
It's just like what happened in the famine. They're all going.
True.
Ireland will be empty. All the houses are worth nothing now. I might actually be able to afford a house in Ireland for long.
There's loads of empty ones, isn't there?
Yeah, well, yeah, because they're all going to Ireland. Probably just go and squat.
Okay.
Do you fancy squatting in Aira?
Oh, really?
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I know, because I suppose all the real arseholes won't have the money to leave, will they? All the nice ones will go.
True. Like escape from New York.
It might be like, maybe we could just make the whole island of Ireland a prison. Just fly the crims over, drop them off with parachute and a pizza.
We tried that with Australia, look how that turned out.
Yeah, I know, mind you though. Oh, Ashes.
Oh yeah, was that this week?
At the Ashes, start tomorrow. And those of you not into cricket, get into it. It's absolutely brilliant, the Ashes. It doesn't matter how good England are, how good Australia are, how good the rest of the teams in the world are at cricket, the Ashes is the one, isn't it? It just always is, and it starts on Wednesday. And even though that we've probably in recent encounters had the upper hand, you can't underestimate the Australians in Australia.
Did we win last year? Did we win last year?
We at the moment, we hold the Ashes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it always seems a bit bad, because if we win it at our place, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, in the developed world, right,
yeah,
then we only keep it for 18 months. Less than that, in fact. Whereas if they win it, they keep it for 2.5 years, because of the way the winters and summers go, because you have to play in summer and how it works out. So if we win this one, or if we retain the Ashes, because you have to draw to keep hold of it, if we retain the Ashes, we'll have kept them for 4 years. That really piss them off. But if they win them back, we'll have only had them 18 months. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Annoying, isn't it? So we really want to win this one. I really want us to win this one. Anyway. So that starts on Wednesday. And it goes on. I mean, it goes on for months, doesn't it? It doesn't finish in January, don't it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
5 tests over 6 weeks or something. Or something like that. And then there's all manner of stuff like that. But yeah, it's really, really important. And that's the closest we've got to a gig this week, isn't it? Because we haven't got a gig guide, have we? Of
course not.
Perhaps you could remind people what to do if they would like to get their gig broadcast on Punky Radio.
Okay. Yeah, if you have a gig that you'd like to promote, or maybe it's a band you're in or a band that's touring in your area, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the band's name, where they're playing, who they're playing with, how much it is, any kind of details like that, maybe any websites that help, MySpace, anything that weren't read out, and I'll read them out. Type in your email, Tony's International Gig Guide. And I'll read them
great
out.
Great band for you now, Tony. Okay. The Last Resort, one of the original and best street punk bands, fronted by the fabulous Roy, who I had the pleasure of meeting a few years ago at Wasted Festival. They've got a new album out, by the way, but this isn't off it. This is off an album called Resurrection that came out on Captain Oi Records, as did the Exploited one, actually. And this was it's a bit of an odd album in that it started off as a four track EP that then they were enjoying it, so they did another four songs off it, and then there's some bonus tracks on it as well. So, and a bonus enhanced video track of the track Bolt Hole that we have played before. I can't remember what I was going to say next. Yes, I can. We're about to play it. That's right. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the last resort's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thelastresort.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/thelastresort UK. Probably be an Internet 5, Tony 1. Oh, I'm loving it this week. This is Held Hostage. Listening to Dead 60s on Leafs right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Have you got anything lined up for this week?
Don't think so. We're going to go out for a bit of socialising Thursday night with some friends.
Of socialising?
Yeah, we're going to the Ginza on Mansfield Road. It's like the teppanyaki Japanese restaurant.
All right.
So I've not been there before. I think that's where they cook at your table.
Yeah. They'll... Someone will get prawns thrown at them.
Right.
That's my prediction.
Really?
Yep.
Does that always
happen? Someone will get a prawn thrown at them. That is my prediction.
Okay. Right.
Make sure you order something that involves prawns. And if you're lucky, I say lucky, you'll get a waiter that will come over and he'll, with two big cleavers, he'll choppy, choppy, chop and then he'll ping one at a girl. Definitely order something with prawns.
Okay.
Because it is funny when it happens. It's a bit tedious. I mean, I don't really like someone cooking at my table. I want to do, that's what kitchens are for. But it is a laugh once in a while, I suppose. All right, cool. So that's Thursday. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that's about it. yeah. Yourself?
Oh, well, I've got an interesting week. Well, I say interesting. After we've made this show, I'm going over to my mate Steve's for what we're calling midnight drinking.
Right.
Because he's got a pub, right? And I haven't seen him in a while. And we said we'd have a drink. But we both said, look, we get annoyed when we have a drink when there's other people around interrupting our conversation. He said, why don't you come in a pub shop and we'll just stay up really late? I said, what, midnight drinking? He went, yeah, brilliant. Nice. So I'm going for a two-man drinkathon starting at midnight tonight. Age 40. And then at the weekend, I'm only doing two shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday I'm in Maidenhead, Saturday I'm in Wigan. They're not near each other.
No.
I can't remember the venues of either one I'm playing. But if you're anywhere near either of them, you want to find out, if you type in stand-up comedy Maidenhead and my name, it'll come up. And same thing with Wigan. And I hope to see you down there. I'm a little bit concerned about driving to Wigan on Friday because snow is forecast.
Oh yeah, I just saw that on the news.
And I don't need that. You know how much I hate snow. It interferes with my work.
Yeah.
Some people, snow's great, they have a day off, etc, etc. For me, it's just a fucking mare. So I'm quite happy if we don't have any snow this year at all. However, the reality is we might have some on Friday. I'm not looking forward to it. If any little shit throws a snowball at my car on Friday, I'm going to get out and throw a brick back at them. There you go. I probably shouldn't have said that, because if I do, there will be damning evidence to the effect that I was guilty.
True. Like that guy who shot the burglar, who for 2 weeks before I was saying, someone comes around my house next, well, I'm going to shoot them.
I'm going to shoot them. That's quite magnificent, isn't it? What a way to go down. That's all I've got to say in this bit, Tone, really.
Okay.
Because we did that big long bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, now we're taking a little bit of departure here from street punk, in that most street punk, you know, or most of the famous stuff, is from the UK. This is a band from the States called The Loose Screws. Now, I did look on their MySpace page today, and it had The Loose Screws, and it said 2003 to 2010, but I couldn't see whether they'd actually split up or not. Or whether that was just how far they've got, or whether they're bringing out an album to that effect. I need to do some more research, really.
Okay.
And this is from an album called Have Another Brew. We've played a couple of songs off this. They really rock out, The Loose Screws, and they sound very British. They sound almost like it's a conscious effort to sound like a British street punk band, and certainly the track we're about to play fits that bill perfectly. Let's see what you think, Tony. Fuck With Me Not. Fuck with me not. Let's do it more. Looks like you're That was the Loose Screws, Tony. Fuck with me not. And I think you'll agree, I wouldn't want to fuck with them.
No.
They are right hard. What I want to know is, what is the Loose Screws MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Loose Screws.
How are you spelling screws?
SKREWS.
Excellent. Well done, my friend. It's indeed MySpace.com/ The Loose Screws. Tony 2, probably be the internet 5. Mm-hmm. Things looking bleak for you, my friend, with only one left. You listen to the Rich Morton sound on meters right now. Now, this is a pretty... I'm almost scared to ask this question, Tony. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Explain away.
Yeah, so nothing's come through again, so it's dried up, so I do need your twat. Please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Just email me with them. Every twat appreciated, everyone responded to. I need listener input on this one, really, so please get in touch.
Well, there's quite a few things that we need listener input on that we haven't had for a couple of weeks.
I do
like getting jokes from you to Comedy Suburbs, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. Also, I haven't had a poem off anyone for a long time. If you'd like to write a poem for us, send an email titled Poetry Corner to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Anything else you're after?
I've done the gig guy thing, Lee Twats. No, that's about it, really.
That's it, though. Your two bits while there's no podcast, Ali.
Podcast Ali's gone. I'm still looking for something to fill that little hole in my life.
There's a hole in your life, as the police would say.
Yeah. So I don't know. If anyone's got any suggestions for an alternative that isn't podcast pickle, email me tony@punkradio.com. Well, I think maybe just push iTunes. I don't know.
Perhaps just before we play our last track then, Tony, maybe you could just remind people of the importance of iTunes reviews.
Yeah, iTunes still works, and your reviews are much more important than Podcast Alley comments ever were. So if you haven't reviewed us on iTunes, please do review us. Go to punkyradio.com, it's an iTunes link on the left. If you hit that, it'll open up our music store page, where you can log in and review us. You all need to log in. It's all free. You need an account, as everything is with iTunes. But when you log in, please do review us 5 stars, obviously. I will read them out. And maybe if we start getting more, if you can do that instead of commenting, maybe I could read those instead of Podcast Alley's in the interim of finding a new home. Yes.
Yes, that's how you finish that one. Yes.
Yes.
Just, by the way, while you've been listening to this, you'd have thought this show went all the way through in one go, but it didn't. We actually took a break so I could go and have a poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It was necessary.
Was it purple?
I reached the point where I couldn't talk any longer without getting a little bit more high-pitched. I was having a clench, Tony.
Okay.
Last track this week, my friend. Last track. This is by Argy Bargy, possibly my favourite street punk band. Lead singer Watford John has got a fantastic vocal, which leads to me not being able to call them Argy Bargy. I have to call them Argy Bargy like that. And I know a few people that I've bumped into who listen to this show who have mentioned Argy Bargy when they've done it. So anyway, the other night I saw Argy Bargy. I can't put it exactly the same way. It's really, really funny. I also got them to dead arm my mate Luke, didn't I? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, I'd been in touch with them and they got back to me and I said, oh, I think my mate Luke is going to be seeing you at a gig. And they said, oh, yeah, we know Luke. As in Clockwork Luke.
All right.
I said, well, will you do me a favour when you see him? Will you just dead arm him and say that's some poorly thing? And they did. Fantastic, so well done, Argy Bargy. This album, The Likes of Us, came out in 2008, and we're still playing tracks of it. I think this is their latest album. Again, we've played a few of this. Clockwork Luke actually absolutely loves track 2 on this album, called Lights Over London. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Argy Bargy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Argy Bargy?
No, MySpace.com/ Argy Bargy UK. Paulie B and the Internet 6. Tony 2. This is also out on Captain Oi Records. This is My Life. I don't think I can say that again. I think I'm going to have to leave it there for now. I'm going to do my throat in as well as my bum hole. Thank you all so much for listening to this Oi Vember Street Punk special. Thanks so much to Mike from Dave Fitz for having the idea for it. I hope you've enjoyed all the bands you've heard this week, and I hope you do. Check them out. Check their MySpace pages out, or just type their names into the internet just to refresh. The bands this week were Cock Sparrow, Distortion UK, Riot Squad, The Exploited, Dog's Flesh, The Last Resort, The Loose Screws, and... Hush, Belgium! So, we do want you to review us on iTunes. We do want you to send in your poems and jokes, and particularly your twats, because Tony is nothing without a twat.
No.
I am on in Maidenhead in Wigan this week. Should you get the chance to see me at any of those gigs, do come up and say hi. You might see Tony in a Japanese restaurant in Mansfield if you're really unlucky. And there are two other ways to listen to this show other than simply downloading or having us on the RSS feed, subscribing, etc. And they are which two stations, Tony?
Hussyskunk.com. We're on three times a week, I think. And we're on Roach Radio, which you can find through Facebook. Just search for Roach Radio. We're on Friday nights. Yeah,
and they're both really, really good stations. That's about it. Next week, we have hopefully another special from Patak Records. I know I shouldn't say Patak like that, but these times have to. Patak.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up home. Patak.